The weather is uneventful on this first day of spring. Temperatures this afternoon are running near seasonable levels, and it's been a bright day through much of our area, though clouds are rolling in this afternoon, filtering out that sunshine. And the clouds are the beginning of some weather changes that will be coming in over the next couple of days. It'll actually come at us in two waves, and the first is just a weakening area of rain and snow showers that may fall in a few spots tonight. Of more significance is a cold front that will come through late tomorrow and tomorrow night, and that will knock us back on the thermometer to winter-like levels for both Wednesday and Thursday. For now, though, things are quiet across eastern New York and western New England. It's been dry through the day, and our dew points, speaking of dry, are quite low. But as the clouds continue to roll in, we'll start to see the humidity levels come up just a bit. And there's just a small chance of some areas of flurries or drizzle moving into tonight. Now, I will point out that with temperatures dropping below freezing across much of the area, with some light drizzle coming through, some light flurries, there is the possibility of some slippery travel conditions across the region. So even though it's not anything significant in terms of amounts, just a little light freezing drizzle could lead to some slippery spots across the area. So if the road looks a little bit wet or a little bit shiny tonight, do keep that in mind. And that potential for a few slippery spots will continue into tomorrow morning. And moving through tomorrow, we'll have clouds. Rain or snow showers possible during the morning. Clouds should break a bit by tomorrow afternoon, though I still expect there to be clouds in the sky. Temperatures tomorrow will be fairly comfortable, running mainly in the 40s across the region. A few spots south of Albany may actually hit the 50-degree mark. It'll be a much different story by Wednesday morning, following the passage of a cold front. And temperatures Wednesday morning are going to be basically in the teens and 20s, and they're really not going to move very far during the day. So we're targeting cold temperatures basically in the teens and 20s on Wednesday, and a gusty breeze as well, and that's going to make it feel much, much colder. So the bottom line here, as you know, it's still only March. Don't put those winter coats away just yet. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of light flurries, drizzle, or freezing drizzle, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a spotty rain or snow shower, high 38 to 46. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of light flurries, drizzle, or freezing drizzle, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a spotty rain or snow shower, high 38 to 46. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of light flurries, drizzle, or freezing drizzle, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a spotty rain shower, high 46 to 52. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a light flurry, drizzle, or freezing drizzle, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a spotty rain or snow shower, with highs in the mid-40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, windy, much colder, with highs in the teens and 20s, and on Thursday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.